Blog Talk Radio. Source Nation, welcome to Healthy Cooking with Chef Keith, as he shows you how to prepare homemade delicious meals that are budget-friendly and easy to make. Source Nation, here is your host, Chef Keith. Source Nation, welcome to Healthy Cooking with Chef Keith, as he shows you how to prepare homemade delicious meals that are budget-friendly and easy to make. Source Nation, here is your host, Chef Keith.
Welcome, family. Welcome back to Healthy Cooking with me, Chef Keith. And this is my Mother's Day show. And today's show is going to be dedicated to my own mother, who I am preparing dinner for today. She made some requests, so I'm going to do a few recipes that I usually don't do on the show because it was my mom's request. And I'm also dedicating this show to my grandmother, who passed away this past December. So this is the first show, but this is the first Mother's Day that my mother does not have her mother, and also the first Mother's Day that I am not going to going out of town, because my mother spends Mother's Day with her mother, so I spend Mother's Day with my grandmother. So we would always drive out of town to see her for Mother's Day, and we would go to church with her. But this is the first Mother's Day. She's not here. So I'm going to pay tribute to my grandmother by making macaroni and cheese, which was something she was famous for in our family. And my mother did request macaroni and cheese, and she requested green beans. So I wasn't going to do canned green beans, so I'm going to home make them. And so during the course of the show, I'm going to start telling, if I get to talking about my grandmother and my mom, it is, part of the tribute, okay? So first thing I got is about 2 pounds of green beans. When I was a smaller child, I used to, my aunt, she would buy the green beans. Let me not buy them, but grow them. And so we would break the green beans in half. So that's what I'm doing now with the 2 pounds. I'm going to just break them in half pieces. It should be more than enough. My mother-in-law is also coming over today. So it's really nice as a guy to have the women in your family be fond of your cooking, because many of them cook themselves. So, you're always, even though I cook all the time, I still feel like I'm on a hot seat when my mother comes over to cook, because she's not. My mother didn't grow up being an in-home chef, even though she was a stay-at-home mom. But we ate good. And so I grew up in a small town about 70 miles between. It's about 70 miles outside of Cleveland and 70 miles outside of Columbus, so it's somewhere in the middle. So if you're on your way from Cleveland to Columbus, or Columbus, Ohio to Cleveland, you'll drive through a town called Mansfield, Ohio, home of the Tigers. So I was born there, and for holidays, my grandmother stopped cooking years ago, for the most part. Well, at least we thought she did. But she would always prepare these really home-style meals. My grandmother was from Georgia, so she really would have been excited about the cooking show airing in Georgia. But unfortunately, she didn't get a chance to see the show, but that's okay. I know that she's watching over me. So she would cook these meals, and she would homemake everything. You know, she grew up during a time where the little girls learned how to, you know, be around the kitchen. So, you know, she would homemake so much stuff. But as she got older and my grandfather passed away, she wouldn't eat as much as she used to. But what she would do is cook food, and when someone would come over, she would have all this food to serve to them. So one of her specialties was her macaroni and cheese. And, you know, we had a running tradition in the family. She always had to make two pans, because if there's one thing that was not left, it was the macaroni and cheese. So she would, when we would have cookouts, or she would donate, food to a cookout, the family, whoever got to it first, would never put her macaroni and cheese out on the floor for the guests. If somebody else brought macaroni and cheese, we would always put theirs out, and then never put the macaroni and cheese out on the floor. We would keep it in the kitchen. All right, so I have all my green beans cut, and what I'm going to do is I'm not sure exactly how many people I'm expecting today. But I don't want to make too much food, but usually people don't mind. My kids are spoiled, so if they have leftovers too many days, they go into some type of panic mode. So what I'm going to do here is cut some red potatoes and... Now, for the most part, every part of this dish is going to be vegan, except for the last step where I'm going to put some meat into it. So, for all my veggie eaters out there, you can follow this recipe step by step. And you can follow it step by step and just leave out the last part. Okay, so I'm going to make green beans and red skin potatoes. It's going to have a nice color to it. Nice dish to add to the table. And the nice thing about red skin potatoes is that since they hold their shape, they're perfect in a dish like this, because they won't turn into mash on here. But also, the more veggies you get at your meals, the better off that you are. So you kill two birds with one stone by making one dish that's heavy on the veggies. Now, I am going to make a salad because we are known as the salad people over here. I try to make sure the kids get the proper amount of vegetables for meals every day. So we try not to skip the salad or skip some type of vegetable when we can. All right, so I'm just gonna make nice big chunks here. I've already washed my potatoes off, and so since this is the Mother's Day show, I am making this before I drive to meet my mother today at church, and hopefully she's in good spirits. If she's not, I'm probably going to cheer her up with a few jokes or something, maybe. We'll see how it goes. All right, I have my salted water here. It's got a nice boil to it, nice and hot. And what you want to do is make sure that your water is hot before you put any pasta in it, or it'll be all soggy. So today I'm using Gemelli. And that's something different. So I'm going to make some old school macaroni and cheese here, just to show I can do it. But my mother did request macaroni and cheese. The base for macaroni and cheese, this is going to be really cheesy. The base for macaroni and cheese, I'm going to start with a third cup of butter. All right. Going to let that melt down just a little. I'm also going to add some cream of chicken soup. That is the spin on my auntie's recipe. My auntie is an amazing cook. All right, so we're going to go in with a cup of cream of chicken soup, condensed. Pan gets a lot of cooking time. I've made so much sauce in this pan. So this is going to be the start of our roux. It's a different kind of roux. No flour for this. I'm going to add a cup of condensed milk. I'm going to add some kosher salt here. Just a little bit, not too much. Probably a couple of tablespoons. 2 tablespoons of salt. I'm going to use a tablespoon to teaspoon of black pepper. I'm also going to use a little garlic powder. Tablespoon of garlic powder. I'm going to use a tablespoon of onion powder. All right. Just going to start stirring this up. It's not too hot right now. So what I am going to do is add a cup of whole milk. Let's see, let me stir up my pasta real quick. It's coming together nicely. Alright, so this is going to be the base for our cheese sauce. At this point, I'm going to use 4 ounces of cream cheese. So we're going to let that cream cheese get all nice and happy in there. It'll start to melt. I'm going to put the milk in last. We put that milk in last so it doesn't curdle up on us. All right. Now I'm going to have this in the oven. Now ordinarily you want to put it in the oven for about 30 to 40 minutes at about 380. But because I'm leaving, I'm actually going to put it on 200 degrees. I'm going to let it cook slowly. I'm going to grab a couple eggs. The eggs will give it that body that we're looking for. So it could be sturdy. But the eggs we don't add until the very last second. And we want to turn the heat down because we're not trying to make scrambled eggs. Alright, so from there I am going to use a quarter cup. We're gonna use a cup of cheddar. Cup of cheddar cheese. First, I'm gonna fold that in. Fold that in here. Let's start to all melt. Alright, my pasta is almost ready. Show you what that looks like. There's our pasta. Alright, so it's almost ready. And also, I'm going to take one more cup. That first was cheddar from New York, of course, cheddar expert. And I'm going to take a sharp cheddar this time. Put together sharp cheddar. Okay. So we got one cup of regular, one cup of sharp, well, mild, and one cup of sharp. It's going to give it that nice. Full body flavor. Oh. I took my sauce off of the heat. I put in 2 eggs. And I'm using the residual heat to incorporate the eggs. So I'm just continuing to stir so it doesn't scramble on me. Get a nice motion going here. Get it all incorporated. And so, right about now, I'm going to go ahead and pour all my sauce down on there. So I'm going to have to stir a little bit first. And if your macaroni and cheese doesn't sound like that when you're stirring it, you're doing it wrong. All right, so just want to make sure that that is perfect. And it is. Make sure we get every bit golden deliciousness out of here. Because if you're cooking for mom, you don't do Kraft macaroni and cheese. And you definitely, definitely don't use American. Alright, so I'm going to get all of that nice and incorporated. The egg is going to help as an emulsifier. Make it more solid, more stable. All right. Last thing I'm going to do here is I'm going to give it a topping. Because you can't have macaroni and cheese without a cheesy, bubbly crust. Now, just for a little bit of pizzazz, I'm going to make sure that I got to put my signature on it. I'm going to add some Parmesan. Some Parmesan. Shredded. It's going to give it that nice color on the top. Alright. This is going to go in the oven at 200 degrees. Only because I'm going to set it and leave it. Okay, so I chopped up about 5 cloves of garlic. I'm going to add 3 tablespoons of sea salt. I'm going to add some onion powder. You can add onion at this point if you want, about 2 tablespoons of onion powder. I'm going to use a tablespoon of paprika. Tablespoon. I'm going to use a tablespoon of cayenne, or maybe a teaspoon of cayenne. Teaspoon of cumin. All right. I'm also going to add a tablespoon of black pepper. Remember, we got a lot of veggies in here. I am going to go ahead and grab my stirrer so I can stir a bit. Bring some of those potatoes around here. All right, so I got 2 vegetable bouillon cubes. Actually, I'm going to use 3 vegetable bouillon cubes here. Alright, now for those of you who are eating meat, you can stop right here. But for those of you who are, you can use any type of smoked meat that you have in here. For me, I actually have some smoked rib tips that I made previously. I'm going to chop them up, put them in here, okay? All right, so I got everything moving now. I am getting there. So what I do have here is a head of lettuce. So I'm just gonna put together a quick salad here. Because remember, we gotta have a salad. All right, just gonna get a good chop. Salads are an easy way to eat healthy. An even easier way to get your kids to eat vegetables. Because you don't have to just, you can add different fruits to your salad to make them nice and tasty. So what I'm going to do, just going to break all my pieces up here. Start dumping my salad, my lettuce rather, right into our bowl. Oh, this guy almost snuck in. All right. So I got a cucumber. And all I'm going to do is give my cucumber a chop. These cucumbers are huge and they were on sale, so I bought more than one. Because I'm gonna make some pickles, so that worked out. Love cucumbers. Nice little garden salad. And everything that you put in the salad, you can grow in your garden. So I'm just going to pass these out like I'm dealing cards and spades. All right. Go ahead and dump our nice, delicious cucumbers down into our bowl. I have some cherry tomatoes that I washed previously. I'm gonna put those in whole. I have some carrots. Got them nice and washed. Get a nice little orange color. And with the carrots, before she passed, she was making sure she was eating her salads. And she wouldn't eat a lot of food when she was by herself. But when people would come around, she could eat, you know. So I understand that when you get older, sometimes it's the company that helps you feel better. And I do miss her, but this show is for her. She was happy when she heard about the Source Radio Network show, but she didn't get to hear about our new move to Atlanta, down in Georgia, which is her birthplace. All right, so all I have here is a nice, delicious-looking salad. And this is our macaroni and cheese, and you see how that finished. Nice and tasty, triple cheddar macaroni and cheese, nice crust on the top. And look at our green beans, nice and tasty. They've just cooked down, all that seasoning, everything is nice and delicious. Easy to do. Happy Mother's Day.
And she said, this whether you want to believe it or not, but you will find out that he had notified me that my days had come. And I want you to see that when they have my family, you can have peace. I want you to make sure you tell them that I may turn over my life to Christ. And since I done turned over my life to Christ, I don't ever want to worry about you again. I call you several times back, and I know you tried to do everything to take care of me. Baby, night. I prayed to him and told him I won't let my death pray. And that's why I wanted y'all to come on to me. So I could tell you in person. You don't have to worry about him. But I wanted to tell you that my death is coming. And I want you to come to the apartment and get everything that you owe for. Because I can't be responsible for keeping it. And so that's why that I wanted you to be. And I'm sorry the days that I swerved calling you because people was asking me questions that I kept. So I'm glad you all come back because since I've been talking to him, he been dealing with me. Yeah, he been dealing with me. And so I don't want y'all to worry about me no more. Because when you brought me home, you already know I told you.
Source Nation, I'm your host, Davita McNeil Wright, and you are tuned into Healthy Living with Right One Fitness, a show where I'll be teaching you how to get up and move. Before we go any further, we have to thank our sponsors because they made this show possible, and they are Scott Cares Foundation, Meet My Types Matchmaking, Urban Grandstand Digital, Cat Photography, New Covenant of Praise Worship Center, and PS Photography. I hope you've already consulted your physician and asked for permission to work out, because you have to do that before you do any form of exercise. Now, this is what you're going to need today because we're going to do a total body workout. You're going to need a set of hand weights. You're going to need your water and a mat and a towel to wipe away the sweat. Okay? Now, get ready to work out because we're going to pump some iron today. Good. Pick those knees up. That's it. Four, three, two. Take it wide right here. Right there, yes. Pick them up a little higher. Good. Bring them back in. Now march. That's it. Four, three, two. Now let's step touch. Step touch right here. Elbows up. Warm those shoulders up for me. Keep moving now. Four, three. Good. Two. And one, let's grapevine this way. Come on, four. Back over. Three. Good. That's it for two more. Give me one. Stay here. Step touch again for four. Three. Two. And one. Now give me ham curls. Pull your heels up. Arms in. That's it. Warm those legs up. Pull it in. Come on. Four more. Three. Two. And one. Now give me two each side. Give me two. That's it. Pump it. Two. Keep moving now. Two. Woo. That's it. Last one. Now march it out again. Good. Give me tap to the front. Push those arms down. Still warming up. Now turn this into a heel dig. Push those heels into the floor. Beautiful. Give me four more right here. Come on, four. Three. Two. Point that toe up. Now give me a slight knee lift. There you go. Hold that tummy tight. Now take those arms a little higher. That's it. That's it. Pull it down, warm that core up. Four, three, two. Now, little low kick to the front. Push your arms out. There we go. You ought to be getting warm now. Come on, four more. Three, kick that up a little bit higher. Give me four again. Somebody missed that four. Three, two, give me one more. March it here. Woo, I'm starting to feel my legs. Take it wide again. Sit it down, give me squats. Not big ones, just little ones. Right now, bring those arms around. Good, sit it down. That's it. Now, stand it up nice and tall. March again. Press the arms up. Push. You getting warm yet? Good. Let's change the arms. Step touch again. Beautiful. Now hold it wide. Take those arms across your chest. Push the back of the hand away from you. Four, three, two, one. Now over. Reach it up. Four more. Woo! Three, two, one. Good. Take it down lower. Good. Hands right there on your thighs. A little lower now. Lunge it. Push that weight side to side. Turn the shoulder slightly. Give me a little twist. Good. Now hold it. All the way over here on your right side. Four. Three, two, one. Now turn it slow. Palm all the way down. Take that knee down. Press up slowly. Good, isn't that nice? Bring it back up. Walk it over. Other side, lunge it. Getting good now, right? Turn it. Bring that other knee down. Press forward again. Good job. Bring it up. Turn it center, walk your feet in heel toe. Good. Now bend your knees. Palms there, roll it up nice and slow. That's your warm up. This is the shoulder segment of your workout. So I want you to go get some weights. I want them to be your lightweight, not your heavyweight for your shoulders, okay? I'm gonna go get mine, you go get yours. Now, shoulder presses first. Push that weight over your head. Elbows even with your shoulders. That's what I want. Press it all the way up. Eight. Come on. Four more. Last one. Now hold it wide. Elbows even with your shoulder, wrist right over your elbow. Now, just flatten that out. Still working on your shoulders. Woo! Come on. I only want eight more, I promise. Eight, seven. Good, six. Come on. Five, four, three, two, and one. Now, I want you to hold this all the way up. Bring it back down. Ooh, you feel that? Bring it in by your side. Next move is a fly. Elbows up. Come on, you said you wanted to pump some iron. This is your total body. High-low sculpt. Woo! Shoulders should be burning by now. Four more. Come on. Three more. Two more. And one more. Hold this one up. Guess what? We're not done yet. Open it up. Drop it all the way down. Oh my gosh, you feel that? If you do, shake it out a little bit. You can actually change weights if you need to. I'm not gonna change, I like a challenge. Get it up. Woo! I don't want it any higher than your shoulder though, okay? Do not hyperextend. Give me another set of eight. Eight, seven, six, five. Oh, I'm starting to sparkle. Four. Three, I love it. Two, one, I love side laterals. This is my favorite shoulder move though. Bring it in together. This is called an upright row. So I want your legs hip width apart. I don't want the weight to touch, but I want them almost to touch, okay? So, row it up like you're zipping up a jacket. It's called an upright row. Give me an angle with your elbows. I like to say, I want your elbows to make a V, but that's just because my name's Vita. Four more. Three, two, and that's my favorite letter. You're almost done. Four again. Four. Come on. Three, pump this out. Two, if you got time, do that whole segment again. Hold it up. Oh my gosh, my shoulders are burning. You feel that? Good, let it down nice and slow. Oh. I think we got time for eight more. Eight, come on, you thought we were done, didn't you? Seven, woo, six, five, ow, four, three, oh, two, and one, good job. Now, if you got time, I want you to do this segment two times. You can always pause this tape. Always pause. Go get another set of weights. Go lower next time. Do more reps. All right? Hope you had as good a time in that segment as I did. I love shoulders. Next segment is your bicep segment. So go get your weights. I want you to get something a bit heavier than you use for your shoulders, okay? I don't want you to use a lightweight for your biceps at all right? So get something heavy. I'll know if you didn't. I'm going to get mine, you go get yours. All right, now I want your palms facing up. Regular bicep curls. Now, all the way down by your side, all the way back up by your shoulders. That's the move. So take it down, bring it up. Right, now let's take our feet apart, hip width again. All the way up. That's it. Three more. Two. I think we could do a whole nother set of eight. What do you think? Good. Come on. Seven more. Six. Do not swing my weight. Four more. Lift it. Don't swing it. Three. Good. Two. And one. Ease this all the way down. That's nice. Now I want you to do a hammer curl. I want to see the number facing me, okay? Now, feet stay hip width apart. Bring the number all the way up to your shoulder. Up, back down. That's what I want. Elbows in nice and tight. I don't want them out wide. Hold your core nice and tight. Chest up, chin up. Woo, I'm starting to feel my biceps now. That's it. Eight more. Seven. Six. Come on. Five. I know you feel this. Four. Three. Ow! Two. Give me one more. Now, your next move. This move is the best move ever. All the way up here is where I want you to start. This is a static bicep curl. I don't want your elbow to touch your side at all. That's cheating. Now, take this one all the way down. Up and down. Regular bicep curl on this side. This is a static curl. Now, I want eight on this side. Okay? Six more. Five. Four. Come on. Three. You don't feel that yet. Two. And one. Now, this is your static arm. Take this one down. Bring it all the way up. Eight. Seven. Don't let that elbow touch. Six. Five. Come on. Four. Three. Two. Let's switch one more time. Hold it up. Static. One more time. Come on. Eight. Woo! Seven. I'm feeling it now. Six. Five. Keep pumping. Four. Three. Two. It's supposed to burn. And one. Hold this one static. Give me my last set on this side. Seven more. Come on. Six. Move that elbow off that hip. Five. Don't you rest it. Four. Three. Last two. Come on. Last one. Good. Let them both down. Now your last bicep move. This is called a 21. One of my favorites. Start all the way at the bottom. Bring it up halfway. Seven. That's all. Six. 90 degrees. Five. Squeeze it. Four. Squeeze that muscle now. Three. Two. And one. Now from here, all the way up to the top, right in front of your shoulder. Let it down halfway. 7, 6, 5, oh, I'm starting to sparkle again, 4, woo, 3, 2, and 1. Now let it all the way down. Last 7 here of your 21. You ready? All the way up and down. 7. Come on. 6. 5. Squeeze my muscle. 4. 3. Now, look at that. 2. And 1. I want one more set. You ready? Let's go. We ain't stopping this time. 7. 6. Come on. 5. 4. You see the glitter coming out? 3. I'm sparkling. 2. And 1. All the way up. One more set of 7. Come on. 6. 5. 4. 3. I want you to do this round one more time. Let it all the way down. Now give me 7. We're almost done. Come on, press. Woo! 4. 3. 2. Are you counting? And 1. Let it all the way down. Now that's your bicep workout. Hey, now we're to the back portion of your workout. So I want you to get a little bit of a heavier, kind of middle to heavy weight. Okay, I want something heavy enough to challenge you, but I don't want it to be too heavy to where you can't pick it up. So you get yours, I'm going to get mine. All right, now the first thing we're going to do is a row, and it's for your back. So I want your knees hip width apart, your feet hip width apart, knees slightly bent, arms down. I want you to give me an angle though, 45 degrees, look. This is what it looks like. So you're not straight down here. You give me an angle. So your pull is here, okay? Pull it back. Come on. Elbows pull back nice and tight. Hold that core tight. Don't hinge forward too far your hip. 4, come on, 3, 2, give me 4 more, somebody missed that 4, 4, 3, 2, last 4, I promise, 4, come on, 3, 2, I'm going to show you what it looks like from the front again, okay, right here, last 4, last 3, last 2, last 1, bring it up, shake it out. Now, since we're already there, we're going to row it again. Now, you can decide whether you want to put the weight down or hold on to it. 1 foot back. Rest your elbow right there on the upper part of your thigh. Okay? All I want you to do is crank it. Now, hold that weight in your hand if you want. You can always put it down. Rest that elbow. Pull it. Come on. 6 more. 5. 4, I want you to squeeze it at the top. 3, 2, oh, I'm glistening. Give me 4 more. 4, I just got excited. 3, can you tell? 2, and 1, good job. Now we got to bring it up. Go to the other side. Remember, rest that elbow in the middle of your thigh, not close to your knee. We don't want to hyperextend, okay? Row it back. 7, 6, 5, 4, now if you twist it a little bit, 3, you'll work your tricep slightly, 2, but today is not a tricep day, so don't do that, 4, 3, come on, 2, give me 4 more, come on, we're not there yet, 4, you're going to feel it, 3, 2, and 1, one more set, come on, yes you can, 4, woo, 3, 2, and 1, good job. Bring it back up. Now, this next move, one of my favorites. It's called a W. You'll see why in a second. So pick your other weight back up. Bring it up. Now, elbows, make them touch a little bit, slightly behind your back, right? Now, all you're going to do is open your palms up. Lower part of your arm, you see that? Like you were going to do a bicep curl, but you're not. You're going to press the other way. Push up. Elbows back. Now you see why it's called a W. All the way up nice and tall. Come on. Squeeze. Let's go. 8. I forgot to count. 7. So you're going to have to start doing it. 6. 5. Come on, push yourself. 4. Ooh, I'm glistening. 3, see the glitter? 2. Give me 8 more because I love these. Let me show you what it looks like to do this from the back. You're going to love it. You ready? Pull it in. Nice. Squeeze. Pull the elbow slightly behind you. Open up. Good. There it is. Squeeze it. I only want 4 more of these. 4. Come on. 3. 2. 1. I'm going to bring it back forward. Now I want to make sure. You see my glitter? I hope you have some. Pull it in again. Okay? Now here's your last move. You're going to take it up right here. Bring it down in front. 4. Come on. 3. 2. Give me 4 more. We're almost there. 4. This ought to top it off. Woo! Hello, back. Last 4. Last 3. Last 2. Last 1. Oh, my goodness. And that's your back segment of this workout. All right, this is the abdominal section of your workout. Now, what I want you to do is get your mat. I already got mine out. You need to get yours. Spread it out. Find you a nice spot. Place your feet flat on your mat. Take your hands right under your knees. I want you to ease down on your mat. Don't just plop down and lay down. Go down vertebrae by vertebrae, okay? First move is a regular crunch because I want to teach you great form, okay? Now, middle fingers can touch, but do not interlock your fingers, and I'll know it if you do. All right, lay it all the way back. Find you a nice spot on the ceiling. I want you to concentrate on that spot. That's where you're going to look up to. That's where you're going to push your chin up to. Anytime your chin goes down to your chest, you're going to feel it in the back of your neck, and you're not going to give me a lot of crunches. That's not what we want. So, back to your form. Elbows stay wide. Don't ever pull them forward. All right, we're going to go every level. So right here, you're going to feel it right underneath your bra. You ready? Let's go. Or if you don't have one on, you're going to feel it right under your chest bone. Let's go. Give me 8. 7, keep your elbows wide. 6. 5, are you pushing your chin up? 4. 3, you ought to feel every one of these. 2. And 1, now hold this one up. Hold. 3. 2, now pulse it up. That's a small move. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Give me another set of 8. 8, 7, yes you can. 5, 4, 3, 2, hold it up. 8, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4. I know you feel that. Good, bring it down nice and slow. Woo! Now you should have felt that right underneath your breastbone. Pull your knees up. Next level. You're going to feel this right over the top of your navel, okay? Are you ready? Let's go. Crunch it up. Elbows wide. Same form. We just varied with the legs. So you can feel it in a different area, okay? 8 more. 7. 6. 5. 4. 3. 2. Hold this one up. Hold it. Pulse it. Go. 8. 7, chin up, 6, elbows wide, 4, 3, 2, hold this one up for 8, oh, 7, 6, I know you feel this, 4, 3, 2, 1, take it down, slow, legs straight up, now we're going to the next level, down in that pouch is where we're working now, lower abdominal region, same thing with your hands, form stays the same, crunch it up, let's go, 8, 7, 6, 5, breathe out on your way up, 4, 3, and squeeze, 2, and 1, now hold this up, tilt that head back, don't pull those elbows forward at all, okay, good, now pulse it, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, hold this one up, 8, 7, 6, yes you can, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Good job. Take it all the way down. Now, we're going to hit those obliques. So get your knees back up for me. Okay? Now, give me a crunch up. All I want you to do is tap your heels to the floor. Okay? Point the toes up first. That's your move. So tap. 7, 6, 5, 4, keep my crunch up. Look up to the ceiling. Chin up. Now push it straight out. Oh, that's next level. Yeah? I like it too. And you're welcome, because I know you just said thank you. Keep pushing. Keep pushing. 8, 7. Now we're going to turn this into a bicycle. Next level. Take your shoulder and turn it. Turn that shoulder. Not the elbow. This is what it looks like when you turn the elbow. That's too easy. Shoulder. Ha! Come on. 6 more. 5, 4, 3. Last 2. Last 1. Right here. Hug those knees in. Big inhale. Exhale. Hold everything right there. Last ab move. Hold it. 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hug it in. Ah. Hug your knees in one more time. Roll yourself up. I hope you enjoyed that workout. Hope you're sweating. Now we're ready to cool down. Now the first thing you need to do, take your feet hip width apart. Take a nice deep breath. Inhale in through your nose, exhale through your mouth. Shh. So you can hear it, give me another one. Shh. One more time. Stay up nice and tall. Take your feet a little bit wider. Reach your hand all the way down your side. Take the other arm up and over your head. Stretch out that side for me over there. Get those obliques also, bring it back up. Good, let's do the other side. Reach down, all the way up and over. Good, that's nice, right? Bring it back up, let's open those arms all the way up. Take it down, flatten your back out. Now take your hands all the way down to the floor. Bend your knees, please. Palms on top of your knees. Tuck your chin into your chest and roll it up nice and slow. Bring it all the way up, roll those shoulders back. Keep my breathing going in through your nose, out through your mouth so you can hear it. Good, that's what I want. Now we're gonna stretch those arms out because we did a really hard arm workout today. Take that left arm all the way across your chest. Hold it at the shoulder or at the elbow. Good, I know that feels good. Now bend it, push it all the way around your neck. Now hold on to the elbow right here. Take it all the way up and over your head. Push it down, stretch out that tricep for me. Good, try to push the palm of that hand right there into your back, as far as you can go. Good, now release that arm, shake it out a little bit. Let's do the other side, all the way across. Shoulder or elbow, okay? Make sure it's straight. Push it, hold on to that elbow for me. Good, that should feel really good. Take it back. Push it down. Remember, I want that hand going down to the middle of your back if you can. Really stretch out that tricep. Good. Now release that. Deep breath again. Roll those shoulders back for me. Good. 4, 3, 2, and 1. Let's go forward. 4, 3, take my roll up by your ears. Give me 4 more. Somebody may have missed those. Come on. 4, big ones. 3, good. 2, and 1. Give me another nice deep breath. Push all that air out. Take your arms wide. Fingers back. Open that chest up. Stretch it out. Hold. Now take it up a little higher. Good. Stretch it out. Lean forward for me. Take the hands all the way down. Push the palms up to the ceiling. Stretch it there. Good. Now interlock your fingers. Stand it up nice and tall. Open that chest up. Look up. 4, 3, 2, and 1. Good. Now deep breath again. Take your chin down to your chest. Good. Left ear, left shoulder. Deep breathing, chin to your chest again. Right ear this time, right shoulder. Good, chin down to your chest one more time. Deep breath again. Breathe it out. One more time. Beautiful. Open those arms up one more time for me. Good. Now, bring your arms back in. Make them miss each other. Give yourself a big hug because you did an awesome job today. All right, Source Nation, I hope you enjoyed that workout. Once again, I'm your host, Vita McNeil Wright, and you are tuned in to Healthy Living with Right One Fitness. Every Thursday at 6:30, this is where you should be. Now, if you want to get in touch with me, friend me on Facebook or hit me up on Instagram at Right One Fitness, and you can always email me at Right One Fitness, right with a W, the word one, and the word fitness, at gmail.com. I look forward to seeing you next week. Tune in, because we're going to have some more fun.
Welcome back, Source Nation. You're listening live to Healthy Living with Dr. Julissa.
Good evening, Source Nation, and welcome to SRN Live Television. I'm your host, Kathy B., and you're listening and watching live Healthy Living with Dr. Julissa Hernandez. Well, tonight is going to be an exciting as well as an informative show, but before I let you guys know what we're going to be discussing tonight, I have to thank some wonderful and amazing people who came into the studio earlier this evening. Of course, up at 6 p.m. was Chef Keith, that's right, with Healthy Cooking with Chef Keith, and tonight's meal was turkey and kale burgers with sweet potato fries. Yummy. For more information on Chef Keith, you definitely can go out to Kathy B., Source Radio Network, as well as our main station page, Source Radio Network, and definitely check out the meal for tonight. And then, of course, at 6:30, we had my girl, Vita. She was here in the studio and gave us some great information as well as some exercises if you're dealing with arthritis and fibromyalgia. So for more information on Vita and what tonight's exercises were, you can go out to Kathy B., Source Radio Network, as well as our main station page, Source Radio Network. And then, of course, you definitely can head on over to our brand new television station site. That's right, yourbtv.info, for more information on what we're doing and the brand new television station. Well, you guys are listening live as well as watching right here on SRN Television, Dr. Julissa Hernandez and Healthy Living. And tonight's conversation is going to be about a timely subject, something that our family members have written in, and Dr. Julissa is going to share that information. We're going to be speaking on the area of skin rashes, like blisters, chicken pox. And really, do you know that this actually correlates with shingles and the area in reference to hives? So I do believe that Dr. Julissa Hernandez is here in the studio with us. Dr. Julissa, hello, and welcome to Healthy Living. How are you this evening?
I'm doing so much, Kathy, and just so excited for this new chapter of First Radio Network. We're live on television. I'm so happy for you. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I am so excited for this brand new venture, something that we have been speaking on and talking about, and we finally launched it last week. Our brand new home is Atlanta, Georgia, and the surrounding cities. Of course, Source Nation, you can catch us on Atlanta 272. Again, that's Atlanta 272. And guess what?
Yeah.
In a couple of weeks, we will be in New York.
Oh, my God. You see this? I can't believe the time while I'm live on the air. No. I'm so excited for you. Oh, that's
crazy. So, I know, full of surprises. Full of surprises. Yes, yes,
that
we are.
Does that mean you'll be coming to visit me?
Yes, I'll be in New York often. Yes. So, you know, this is an exciting time for us all, and definitely we are growing, and I am there to launch New York City, we definitely will be able to celebrate and share with everyone there more exciting information and stories and healthy tips that you can give us each and every week, airing live right there on the New York channel. But, you know, I want to go ahead and talk tonight about our subject, if I may. But before we do that, can you introduce yourself to all of the brand new family members in Atlanta, Georgia? Let them know who you are, and we'll jump right into our conversation from there.
Well, hello, everyone that is watching and listening in. All of you, amazing, loving First Radio Network and now SRN Live TV fans, beautiful souls, all of my Facebook family who is also watching now on Facebook Live. And hello, Atlanta, and hello soon, New York City, which is where I am now. So I'm so excited to be here with all of you and to be on an amazing platform as this with a dear friend of mine, Kathy B. I am Dr. Julissa Hernandez, naturopathic doctor, practicing now for 23 years. I'm a teacher of natural medicine and speaker, international speaker of natural medicine, television and radio personality, and honored to be part of this platform sharing as much health information as possible so you can all achieve the optimal health you deserve. Thank you for having me.
Thank you, Dr. Julissa. Again, Source Nation and everyone watching on SRN television as well as Facebook, thank you again for being with us. So tonight we're going to speak on a timely subject. Of course, you know, this time of the year, a lot of the family members, Dr. Julissa, are suffering from some form of a skin rash, possibly hives, and we just really want to give a true understanding what this could be and some of the things that we can do to really help get through this particular season. Now, in the article which we have placed on Facebook, Source Nation, and everyone listening and watching, you can actually follow along with this on drjulissa.com. Again, drjulissa.com. And I want to read something, Dr. Julissa, that I found very interesting as I was looking over the article. If you don't mind me reading, did you know over 1 million Americans over the age of 50 are diagnosed with shingles every year? Now, unfortunately, many are in the dark about exactly what shingles may be and what it stems from. Shingles are an eruption of an acute nervous system, infection caused by herpes. Now, let's talk about that, Dr. Julissa, because I find that to be very interesting. Also, the fact that it could be related to herpes. What are your thoughts about that?
Well, that's what I did state there in the article, but it's herpes zoster virus.
Okay.
So a different, in other words, type of herpes that also tends to be the cause of, for example, chickenpox. And these type of infections will cause severe challenges where they're painful, types of little blisters. It's an infectious type of herpes, so you have to be careful not to spread it on if you're having that sort of a problem and it appears on the body torso. The person feels extremely feverish symptoms, chills, all types of symptoms that are very much related to, like the flu. They may get headaches, they may feel nausea, stomach sort of upsets. These types of blisters, though, that do appear on the body may tend to cause some sort of scarring. Once they are cleared up, they may then leave scars on the body. There tends to be some discoloration of the skin tone as well. And if you had chickenpox as a child, then you are more prone to developing shingles later on in life.
Wow. Now, that is interesting because as you were speaking, I was saying, you know, as a child, I did have chicken pox. And being that I'm close to the age of 50, I could actually be carrying that virus.
You are more prone. One out of 10 people who have chicken pox as a child tend to develop shingles later on in life. But there are obvious preventives if you're not stressing so much in life, then we're not allowing the nervous system to get to the point where it becomes susceptible to a sort of acute infection. Now, it has to be clear that a person understands the difference between shingles and hives. They are a bit different.
Let's talk about that. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about that mm-hmm. because, again, Source Nation, you know, Dr. Jaleesa and I love our conversations, and I love the fact that I can share information about me personally. And you mentioned shingles and you mentioned hives. I know off the air you and I have had a discussion with the fact that I have had hives, and most recently, a few days ago, I had an outbreak. Mm-hmm. So let's talk to Source Nation, if we can, in reference to shingle and hive, and speak on the difference between the two.
Right. Okay, wonderful question. Now, the difference between shingles and hives, they are the same type of painful blisters. The hive, it can be brought on by a different sort of reaction to something. So the patients that I've treated in the past did an overload of, for example, aspirin and overdosed on aspirin for whatever pain they were trying to feel comfort from, and then developed hives. So hives, again, are the same types of blisters. They are itchy, they're uncomfortable, and sometimes they can be painful. But a lot of the time when a person develops hives, it's caused by an allergic reaction to some sort of chemical. Now, go ahead.
I was agreeing with you and saying, okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. So to an overloaded amount of some sort of chemical, they made his intake. And now that could be from any sort of medication. However, the patients that I treated in the past are because they took excessive amounts of, for example, aspirin, a chemical. So that could really happen with anything. That could even happen if a person is drinking chlorinated drinking water. So people that, for example, will swallow pool water, I know, have been susceptible to developing hives. From eating excessive amounts of dairy, for shellfish, you have to be careful with that. So, of course, I always recommend to have a more vegetarian type of diet. A person can develop hives even from eating wheat, and they may not know that they would have a specific allergic reaction to that. We know that certain foods that contain MSG can cause aches and pains and inflammation of joints, but now we also know that that can also bring about hives. So even just from eating a lot of foods with food colorings, a lot of these candies that are red, blue, orange, and all these types of food colorings and additives in foods most definitely make you very susceptible to developing a case of hives. And then lastly, because it is also a nervous system reaction, stress, being overloaded with stress, exhausted, not sleeping, having an exhausted liver that's overloaded also from possibly taking excessive medications, all of these lower your immune system and trigger an outbreak.
I find that to be interesting as well, because the medication that I have been taking, Dr. Jaleesa, because I've been trying to figure out, okay, what is this outbreak, and why is it that I'm having it so often? And I suffer from allergies, and of course, this time of the year, various things from pollen to the tree pollen, pet dander, all of that has become an irritant for me. So the medication that I was taking on a daily basis was Sudafedrin, which helped with my allergies. Now, I did not know, because as I was taking my medication daily, I was using various different things, lotions, you know, my bath soap that I was using, and the type of moisturizer that I was putting in my hair daily, the perfume. So I really began to try to eliminate things to see what could it possibly be. And it actually turned out that it was my medication, my allergy medication that I was taking on a daily basis. And what was so crazy to me is that it wasn't just one place that the outbreak took place in. I mean, it was one day I experienced it on my hands. The next day I experienced it on my arms, or I could experience it on the back of my calves or on my thighs. And as crazy as it sounds, one day I actually had them on my feet. So I guess with the fact that with me taking the medication on a daily basis for the last 30 days, could that possibly contribute to an overload for my liver?
Mm-hmm. Well, let me begin with why you have allergies in the first place.
Okay.
And what we know within naturopathic medicine is that all allergies are related to an overloaded liver. So having said that, then on top of that, taking medication that must be filtered through that vital organ, that chemical plant of the body, it now is even more overloaded by medication and is suffocated from having to filter than that, and then it has to bring itself out through the skin.
Okay.
The allergic reaction, right, has to come forth. The areas that you just mentioned tend to be areas where the skin is the thinnest, hands, for example, and so on. So that makes absolute sense why, for example, you would notice that these hive outbreaks were happening mainly there. You know, you were trying to eliminate maybe shampoos and creams and so on. That was definitely the trigger, as you now know. The fact that these outbreaks, you're telling me, started surging even in lower extremities as it went on, am I correct?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Poor circulation. So now your circulatory system was affected from this overloading of taking the medication. And on top of that, your outbreaks were surging more in the lower extremities because poor circulation was getting to the extremities. And feet, head, so at least you haven't gotten any on the face, on the neck, but that's because it's higher. The more you were getting outbreaks, it was going lower and lower to when you just said the feet. It was probably the last place you've gotten an outbreak of hives. So my suggestion, of course, did you stop the medication?
Yes, I did.
Oh,
yes.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
No longer taking it.
Oh, lovely. Wonderful. And with me in your life, please don't suffer. That's what I'm here for.
I will not.
No. And so one way to really, truly clear this is by immediately focusing on cleansing the bowel and the liver. It has to be a dual action. And so what I give to my patients to correct these sorts of challenges very quickly, and I will share the article after this show so that you can see the herbal therapy program that I recommend for that, so that all of you can obtain that and get more information. But I do use viral immune formulas. I do use Chinese herbs that contain liver formulas in them. So just one of the herbs that is within that package that is wonderful is, for example, milk thistle. Jot that one down. That's within the program that you'll see there in my article that I'll share with all of you. And that is absolute liver support. I haven't met not one client or patient yet that can't do with some liver support, and that means every human. So all of us can do with support there always. And in my herbal therapy programs, I'm constantly always taking things to do that and to maintain good, healthy blood. And secondly, I do love the way chlorophyll works as well, especially if the person has been a bit feverish. Kathy, were you having any fevers? Were you warm to the touch when it first started?
Yes, I was, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that is one of those reactions from having those blisters. The person tends to feel, in the area where the blisters are, it's warm to the touch. They feel feverish, maybe sometimes feel slight chills or shake and tremble a bit. And so I like to bring in those Chinese herbs, those viral immune formulas. Love that those formulas may have milk thistle in them, but also I love chlorophyll, which is something to help purify the blood and to help with infection and things of that sort. So, please don't suffer anymore, and I'm here for you. And I'll share that article at the end.
Awesome. I thank you for that. I want to, if I may, go back to your article and just talk about if someone has shingles, what are some of the signs that we can look for? And does the outbreak actually last long?
It can. A person can have a shingles outbreak for weeks. And it begins first with a person. Remember that this is an acute nervous infection. So
okay.
The person is going to feel, right, they'll feel a nervous and emotional shift, almost like an anxiety type of sensation takes over them. They feel very anxious. They start feeling, as I mentioned before, start seeing blisters. And much of the time that inflammation and those blisters will come about with some pain. So there'll be swelling most likely in the area where they start to experience the outbreak. The blisters can be reddish. I also know in some people that they just look discolored, very different from their own skin tone. So it really depends on the person. But most definitely, they're in the shingles, there's pain, and they feel it right away. We're talking about the nerves being irritated. And so the outbreak can last from 2 days to even 3 weeks, shingles can. So with hives, it tends to be much shorter because it's not as severe, the issue with shingles. But the person feels exhausted. They feel wasted. They feel drawn. They feel very weak all over. And they're cranky. They're cranky, and they feel an anxious feeling. And again, the fevers and chills and all that goes along with it.
Wow. Good information that you're sharing. Of course, Source Nation and the Facebook family and everyone listening and watching on SRN television, you're listening live to Dr. Jaleesa on Healthy Living. And tonight's conversation was all about if you've had blisters, chicken pox, and, of course, understanding shingles and hives. Now, we discuss some of the things that you mentioned far as herbs. What about foods? Are there vegetables that can help, just as you mentioned with me, my circulatory system, the immune system? What are some of the things that we can incorporate into our diet, Dr. Jaleesa, that will continue to keep us healthy and really begin to fight off such viruses? Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts on that?
Okay, wonderful question. So if we talk about foods to bring into the diet, please always bring in dark green vegetables whenever we are dealing with some sort of blood issue and so on and so forth, allergy type of issue. Anything that you see in your vegetable natural food market is going to be wonderful for purifying the blood. So, yes, please bring in things like spinach, broccoli. Of course, every time that I do discuss food here with all of you, I am definitely speaking about foods organic. Okay? So all dark green vegetables will be beneficial, but the top of the list ones would be things like spinach, broccoli, cucumbers, anything dark green. Alfalfa is a derivative, something that, for example, chlorophyll is made from, so I would love sometimes for a person to bring in things like that as well. And the most important thing, though, I would say, is to remove foods that are going to irritate. Apart from that, bringing in more vegetables, specifically dark green vegetables, eliminating dairy, eliminating caffeine as well, which irritates the nerve and actually heightens the issue of pain from having challenges with shingles and hives. So know that, and it'll also feed the issues of inflammation and swelling. Definitely animal meats are something that I would say remove, so red meats and so on. And if you think that possibly your issues with hives was caused by an overloading of intaking too much shellfish, eliminate all seafood. If you feel that it was maybe triggered by eating wheat, eliminate that from the diet as well, and most definitely any sort of seasonings or foods that contain MSG, and of course dairy. So if we're talking about the pain being so bad that they will do just about anything to make sure that they feel better. So I recommend line.
Great information, Dr. Jaleesa. And again, thank you so much for sharing that with us. As we are wrapping up tonight's conversation, if you will please share with the Source Nation family any tips or maybe more suggestions that we may keep with us to continue to keep us healthy and strong during these changing of seasons. What are your thoughts?
Sure. Stress, as I mentioned before, is also a trigger, something that will absolutely weaken the immune system. So start incorporating as much as possible all types of acts or activities that you feel will reduce your stress. One of those beautiful things that you can do is stop watching the news. Anything that will reduce your stress will help. Sleep more, allow your immune system to heal, and reduce your stressful situations in your life as much as possible so that your immune system can fight back issues as these. And so that would be number one. Sun and water and good food, these are all the aspects of what naturopathic medicine teaches us is necessary for healing, good elimination. So bring those things in and start having a more natural path towards your healing. And it's possible. You can most definitely heal yourself.
Awesome, awesome. And if you will, Dr. Jaleesa, share with Source Nation and everyone listening and watching on SRN Live Television, how can we get more information about you and continue to support you in your efforts?
Thank you, Kathy. Well, you can all find my information at drjaleesa.com. That's drjaleesa.com. You can find over 200 articles that I've written on topics of what I've treated patients and clients with in 23 years in practice, questions that I've also received from all of you regarding things that you've wanted to know about as far as helping yourself heal. And you can all find the information there also regarding my new book, which you can find on Amazon in English and Spanish editions, The Naturopathic Approach to Fertility. And I am honored to be here as a part of this new endeavor with SRN Live Television. Thank you so much for having me, Kathy, and I look forward to next week.
Awesome. Thank you, Dr. Jaleesa. And, yes, we look forward to having you back in the studio again next week. Have a blessed evening. We'll talk with you again soon.
You too. Blessings to all of you. Bye now.
Good night. Well, well, Source Nation, you heard it right there from Dr. Jaleesa Hernandez. Of course, tonight's conversation was all about blisters, chickenpox, shingles, and, of course, hives. Now, as I mentioned in our conversation this evening, of course, I have recently had an outbreak of hives, and, of course, Dr. Jaleesa and I have spoken off-air. But what I love most about the conversation was the fact that she mentioned that this could very well be an issue that I've had that dealt with stress, so that could be some of what the outbreak was all about. Of course, the types of medications. Now, if you are experiencing any type of skin rash, the most important thing that I found and that you can do, Source Nation, is begin to eliminate such things from your diet, such as shellfish, such as the wheat bread, just as I stated. You know, I had to do the process of elimination. Everything that I was using on a daily basis, I just started taking away each day until I figured out what it was. And, it was the medication that I was using. And then, of course, you know, beginning to incorporate those dark green vegetables into your diet. What I've been doing is really drinking a lot more water and herbal teas, which has truly soothed me and has eliminated some of the stress that I have been dealing with lately. So try doing those things. Of course, you know, you guys can reach out to Dr. Jaleesa because Dr. Jaleesa is here to assist us with our healthy needs. So definitely continue to listen as well as watch on SRN Television to get more information. Information about Dr. Jaleesa, of course, you can find her at drjaleesa.com. Also here every single Thursday on SRN Live Television. And you can reach out to me, Kathy B., on Facebook, SRN live television. You can go to that page and leave your information there, or our main page, which is SRN Live Television. And then, of course, this is what I need for you to do, Source Nation. I need for you all to really begin to support us, because we are doing some wonderful and amazing things. As you heard at the top of the show, we are now airing, yes, right, that's right, in Atlanta on Channel 272, and in a couple of weeks we will be launching the station in New York City. So wonderful and amazing things that are happening right here for us. So you can go out right now. Have your pen and paper ready. Go to yourbtb.info. See, I'm excited. I'm just forgetting all my URL addresses. Go out to www.yourbtb.info. Check out our station page. Also, you can go back out on Facebook and check out BTB Atlanta Events. Again, BTB Atlanta Events. Leave your name. Ask to join the group. Share the page. Share the station page. Share the love. When I tell you that this information that we're giving you on the radio, now you can see it on television, you have got to join us. This information is for us and definitely by us, and we are going to take this by storm. So join us, because we are doing some wonderful and amazing things. Guys, thank you so much for being here tonight. Join myself and Dr. Jaleesa next week at 7 p.m., where we'll have dynamic conversations, great information to share, and definitely be there, tune in, and so I love you guys. Have a blessed evening. I'll see you again back here at 7 p.m. next week. Be blessed. Good night.
Yo.